This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
Still to come, I want to know what you think about whether Toronto should ban plastic bags. Your calls are welcome now, 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-7740.
Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Jane Brown.
You may have heard yesterday on Zoomer Radio News that Montreal has banned plastic shopping bags, an idea that got squashed here in Toronto more than 5 years ago. Montreal becomes the first major Canadian city to ban plastic grocery bags, but it appears others are following suit. Victoria's ban is to go into effect in July, and there is talk in Winnipeg and Vancouver about doing the same. The rationale is simple. Plastic bags are infamous, non-biodegradable sources of pollution. Although they will eventually break down into tiny pieces, scientists believe this process can take hundreds of years or even up to a century in landfills. Many scientists are growing particularly concerned about plastic pollution in the oceans. Research suggests that 5 million to 12 million metric tons of plastic may have been dumped in the ocean in 2010 alone. There, the waste is frequently eaten by seabirds and other marine animals, or it breaks down into tiny pieces known as microplastics, which scientists believe can be harmful or even toxic to sea creatures who ingest it. Joining us to discuss this issue is John Mascarin, lawyer for and member of the Municipal and Land Use Planning Group. Welcome, John.
Hello, Jane.
And Toronto City Councillor Mike Layton of Ward 19, Trinity Spadina. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jane.
John, I'll start with you. Why were Montreal councillors able to pass a ban that couldn't get passed here in Toronto 5 years ago?
Well, there's probably all sorts of reasons that Montreal managed to get it through this time. My understanding is that last time there was a report done by the General Manager of Solid Waste Management Services that recommended a whole host of things to do to hit part of the city's target to divert its waste from landfill and reduce the impact of litter in the local community in Toronto. And plastic bag ban was one of them. But I understand that there was a strong lobbying effort put up by certain groups who challenged the legal validity of the city proceeding with that ban. I have no idea what's happened in Montreal or whether they have different legal advice there. Certainly have different legislation. Here in Toronto, the City of Toronto would be governed by the City of Toronto Act. It's standalone statute that governs the City of Toronto. Montreal is governed by the Cities and Towns Act, provincial legislation that covers all municipalities in Quebec. And my understanding is that they proceeded under the health, safety, and well-being provisions of that statute to put in place their plastic ban bag.
Councillor Layton, maybe you can take us back. I printed up an article from November 28th, 2012 to relive what happened in council back then and why the ban was voted down. And it does appear that there were a pair of legal challenges, one from the Ontario Convenience Stores Association and the other from the Canadian Plastic Bag Association. And ultimately, it went down 38-7. Is this something that can be revisited, or is it a dead issue in Toronto because of those types of challenges?
So, Jane, I think it is, and I'll flashback, tell you why, because the ban was actually supported by City Council first. Council passed the ban. It was actually a strengthening of our plastic bag fee that has since now taken off cross country. We then turned to saying, why don't we take a stronger approach and provide a full ban. Now, the legal challenges, though, the basis of them weren't necessarily that we didn't have the power, but that we went about doing it the wrong way. We didn't consult appropriately on the bylaw because we passed it without bringing to the public this notion that that City Council was debating a ban, because we were actually debating a fee at that time. It was brought forward by then Mayor Rob Ford, whether or not we should revisit that fee. And in fact, Council went one further, which he certainly didn't expect. Mm-hmm. But then the legal challenges were that we didn't do really our due diligence to bring to the public a proposal of the fee and then pass it. So when the advice came back that was the case, council determined that we shouldn't proceed. Now, council decisions can be revisited when there is, for two reasons. One is when there's new information, or B, once a year passes by. So we certainly have an opportunity to look at what's going on across the country and evaluate whether or not it's a direction the City of Toronto should take. I should note, though, that in my read of what Montreal was debating, it's the environmental impact. Sure, there is a very significant environmental impact of the production of plastic bags and their disposal. There was also the notion of litter. It's not all plastic bags that are banned. Mm-hmm. It's plastic bags of a certain gauge, of a certain thickness, that have a habit of only being used once, as well as blowing away in the breeze. And so there was this notion that there's a municipal responsibility because of the litter that's generated by plastic bags. And when you walk through a park and you see plastic bags hanging on tree branches, you got to wonder, what can we do to stop that? And this is one of those things. Now, finally, what is also banned in Montreal, which I found very interesting, is some of the compostable plastic bags.
Yes.
The ones that break down quicker. And that's because our municipal systems aren't able, like, while they break down a little faster, our recycling systems are actually unable to accommodate those bags. And so what Montreal was attempting to do was to challenge industry to come up with something that works for municipalities rather than against municipalities, because what's it actually doing, it's costing us more money to dispose and to treat waste as it comes out of the municipal stream, as it's collected from people's homes. And really what we need to be doing is challenging industry as we put in regulations to come up with those solutions, those cost-effective solutions, rather than just the age-old solution that's just shovel it into a landfill or an incinerator.
Well, we have a microcosm of public opinion here on Zoomer Radio for you today, a lineup of calls already on whether you think Toronto should ban some or all plastic grocery bags. Let's go to Louise in Toronto. What do you say, Louise?
Oh, hi. What I wanted to say is many will remember Dennis Miller, our former mayor's going away gift to Toronto taxpayers, was to impose this 5 cents a bag for the plastic bags. And it was up to the discretion of stores whether they would donate it to a charity or
right.
to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's become such a huge moneymaker. At checkout, the first question that you're asked before even hello is how many bags do you need?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can see that this has become a real moneymaker for stores. And if City Council were really serious about the plastic bags and the plastic bottles that are all non-biodegradable, that they would have had a law banning the production of this type of plastic right at the source. So go to the manufacturers and say you have 2 years to wind down your production of plastic bags, and that's the end of the story. So once then it doesn't even reach the general market. It stopped right at the production. And I think that's what I would like to say about
that. Louise, thank you for your comment. John Mascarin, what do you have to say about it? Sounds like a good idea to me.
It sounds like an excellent idea, and that's what was unfortunate with this, with the rollback of the payment per bag that was actually going to go back into the city coffers to pay for some of the environmental well-being of the city. It seemed to be out there, and now merchants could go and continue to charge. And I was just told by someone yesterday that that they're always not paying the fee, not using the bag, but going to their counterparts in other regions of the GTA, not Toronto, that there are no charges for it. My mother-in-law, for instance, always asks for my plastic bags because I'm up in York Region and don't have to pay for them.
Ah, very good. Councillor Layton, many people will argue that they use their grocery bags as liner for their wet waste, and that they're, you know, doing their best to reuse them for this purpose. You may get some opposition as a result of the practicality of these bags.
Sure. I would just offer one correction. The city never collected the money.
No, that's right.
The cost. It never came back to the city coffers because of the complexity of actually collecting. It would have just been far beyond the cost of the money that would be brought in. And that wasn't the point, right? Our point is not to, using a fee like this wasn't to penalize people. It was to, in fact, encourage a different form of getting your groceries home. I should also say that the caller was quite right. That's, in fact, the direction that Montreal took, but I'd say they didn't quite go all the way, is to say you can't produce this kind of plastic bag. You can produce a thicker, a better quality, a reusable plastic bag that someone might be able to use one or two times. But everyone will remember, in the last 10 years, we've gone from plastic bags that were good as liners to plastic bags that you wouldn't put in your green bin because they always had a hole in them.
That's right. You have to put two or three.
And I think we can all agree that density, that thickness of bag, isn't serving anyone any good. And that's more of the direction that Montreal took. Montreal also said that if you want to sell a thicker gauge plastic bag, you can. And it's not an enormously thick plastic bag. It's kind of the better ones you get when you go to a good grocery store. They pack your stuff up in a little bit better bag. That's how far they've gone. So they've essentially done what the previous caller had suggested. Now, with respect to wet waste, we've changed the way we collect waste in our households a whole lot in the last 100 years, even the last 10 years, when we went from just having one green bag that everything went in to now three different systems. And we are able to remove some of the plastic of the liners that people use in their organic waste, but we're not able to remove all of it. So that's still a large quantity of plastic ending up in the landfill. And if you read the little notice and manual that came out with the large green bins when they hit the streets of Toronto in the last year and a half, it actually said, you know what, you shouldn't be using that much plastic in your green bin. What you should be using is using the household bin without a liner and emptying it into your green bin, or using, they have these thicker paper liners that people use in the top of their counter and they put their food waste in. Using stuff like that, because then you're actually reducing the amount of plastic going in. So it's not ideal to be putting plastic into our green bin. Mm-hmm. We're able to accommodate some of it, but it is clogging up the machinery. It's going to garbage. It's not being composted. It's being removed through the process, or a good portion of it is, and it's going straight to the landfill. So the hope is that we'll move away from that, and hopefully, again, the industry will come up with a compostable plastic bag that works within the city system, because right now they don't, and they're actually doing harm because we end up diverting them into the recycling stream, and then they contaminate a batch of plastic we're trying to recycle.
Okay, I need to take a quick break, and then we're back with your answers to the question, do you think Toronto should finally ban plastic grocery bags? 416-360-0740 or 1-866-740-4740.
Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Jane Brown.
We're talking about the idea of Toronto banning plastic grocery bags in light of Montreal doing that. It went into effect January 1st. On the line with us is Toronto City Councillor Mike Layton, along with John Mascarin, lawyer for and member of the Municipal and Land Use Planning Group. And Councillor Layton brought to our attention a very good point that Montreal has not banned all grocery bags, only grocery bags, those really, really thin ones that don't stand up to more than one use. Okay, let's get to the phones. I want to get to all your calls here. Thanks for lining up. We'll go to Jan in Guelph. Jan, go ahead.
Hello. Happy New Year to all of you.
Likewise.
I wrap all my food scraps in newspaper. I save flyers and everything like that, and I wrap them all up and put them in the bin. That keeps the bin clean. The other thing is about the plastic bags. I don't know, you know how you take your beer bottles back to the beer store and you get something back for them?
Yes.
I wonder if something could be set up like that. I don't know. 100 bags you get $2 for. I don't know. But you know, then they could be collected and disposed of properly.
Okay, well, let's talk to our lawyer, John Mascarin, about that. Is that sort of a feasible bylaw that could be put in place?
Well, it's possible. The city could certainly create a regulatory system where a system like that could be put in place. The difficulty is, would it be cost effective to do that, or would you be losing money in doing something like that? I think the city probably has the legal authority to do it, but I'm not sure that it's actually viable from an economic point of view to do that. Of course, the other way of looking at it is, how important is the environment, right?
Well, and that's a question we're asking of you today. I mean, obviously, if you want a ban on grocery bags, it's because you want to help protect the environment. Let's go to William in Toronto. Go ahead, William.
Hi. Plastic bags are required and cannot be banned. And if they're not working, then you have to come up with something that does work, and then you can get rid of them. Until then, they have to stay. To simplify the matter, Michael, you are a public servant. I am the boss. You have your instructions. Good day, sir.
What do you think about those marching orders, Councillor?
Well, I thank him very much for his advice on the matter. We'll take that advice back with the no doubt thousands of other people pieces of advice we'll get from people from residents of the city over the next coming weeks and months about matters like this and everything else. And we'll do what we do as responsible public servants. We put it through the test of public policy, whether or not it's a worthwhile effort, whether or not it's a cost effective one. Does it serve a public policy goal? And we'll make a decision based on that information. I should add, though, Jane, that it's being characterized as simply an environmental matter, which it is, and which is an important thing, but it's also a cost one, because when you have things like plastic bags, certain other types of plastics that are in our system, black plastic, for instance, is not recyclable in the city system, yet it's still used all over the place, because the color impacts the optical sensors that we have that sort this. White plastic of the same kind is fine, but not the black plastic.
Ah, interesting.
So you got to start to ask questions. Well, what is it actually a cost matter? Because if it's more expensive for us to landfill something rather than treat it and sell it back into the market as a resource, isn't that an appropriate thing to do? So can we allow for municipal restrictions on what things are sold in within our city when there are alternatives, when other things do exist? And I would argue to the last caller that there are other options to a plastic bag. Montreal, for instance, had also some very close restrictions on direction on what was allowed when it was used for produce, for meat, for poultry, for all those things that was permissible within their new bylaw, because there was sanitary issues at play. But there are alternatives that do exist, reusable bags, of which now I think there's no denying that most of us will carry a couple of reusable bags in the trunk of our car and in the basket of our bike when we're going to get our groceries. What we do need to do, though, is look at all of the impacts that plastic bags have. Yes, they're a nuisance because they get caught in trees and we have to collect them and pay people to go out and clean our streets and our parks. But they also have real impacts on the infrastructure that our city uses to treat solid waste, and we can't ignore those and simply allow for the convenience of shopping and using this disposable bag and the cost effectiveness it is to a retailer. We can't let that be our guide when there are serious public policy implications.
Okay, one more call and then we have to say goodbye for today. Diane in Toronto, you're the final caller here on Zoomer Radio.
Well, thank you for taking my call and Happy New Year to all of you.
Thank you, likewise.
And I'm mostly for getting rid of the plastic bags, but I have a few issues. I use those grocery bags to dispose of my cat's waste
litter
in the litter box.
Yes.
And apart from that, I don't use it for anything else. And as for my organic garbage, I have these little poopy bags you have for dogs, you know, scooping poop bags, little small ones.
Sure.
I put all my food scraps in that. I hope that's biodegradable. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, so, yes, and so you are reusing them. Diane, I have to let you go, and I just want to give John Mascara the final word here. In terms of a groundswell in Toronto to reopen this debate and whether it's something you think we'll revisit, your educated opinion on that?
Well, it's happening in a whole bunch of other places, and I think the city is paying attention and may want to revisit it. So to go to Councillor Layton's earlier comments, he's absolutely right. The first time it was considered, the legal challenge was really to the process. Was it procedurally fair? Was there notice, consultation, due diligence? And I would say the city has the authority. Is it going to exercise its authority appropriately? Will it get professional scientific medical advice in order to support it?
All right. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Jane.
It's a conversation.
You,
yes, we'll continue to have this conversation. I'm sure it's not the first time or the last time we will discuss the idea of banning plastic shopping bags in Toronto. We know it came up in the past and it will likely come up again. Thanks so much to producer Michelle Saunders and also technical producer Mirna Trogrelich, Norm Edwards, and the number ones at one coming up next after Bob Comsic's news on Zoomer Radio.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.